Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge, and cheers to 2022 and the resolutions that you can actually keep. How about having clean and shiny balls all year round? Sounds good to me, huh? And our sponsors at Manscaped are here to save your balls this year and make the ball drop in 2022 the cleanest and sexiest ever. Set your first New Year's resolution with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and insert promo code Bubba for 20% off and free shipping. You know, a grooming routine isn't complete without applying Crop Preserver and Crop Reliever before showing off your brand new 2022 self. These unique formulations take care of the smelliest part of your body and are a big boost to your confidence into the new year. To complete your set, Manscaped threw in the new Shed Travel Bag and the anti-chafing boxer briefs, all as free gifts to keep all your goodies stored comfortably. Get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba.
Welcome to the Bubba Army Show on the Bubba Army Podcast. It's me, Anna. It's Blitz. It's Lummy. And it's Tyler.
Hey.
Who I can't see. This is weird. I can't see anything that's going on, but that's okay. I mean, I think it's better that way. Tyler, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good weekend, buddy?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Okay.
It wasn't too bad.
All right.
What did you do?
Well,
you had some banquet to go to, didn't you?
Saturday around 1 o'clock, we had to go to East Bay for the sprint car chip, the championship banquet for the sprint car.
Who won that?
I did.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
I thought you were going to say he went to a prom or something. We were going to make a joke about him dating someone in high school.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know. I thought that's where you're going. You said a banquet. So I'm like, oh, like a prom?
No, I knew what he was
doing. A quinceañera?
Do you know when homecomings and proms are? I don't think they're usually in January.
I don't know. I've been out of the game a while. I'm old.
Yeah,
I'm middle-aged.
Did you hear the story that she went partying in downtown for 15 whole minutes?
I guess your 40s are coming out.
I wish that was a joke. I wish that. And it's the worst when it was your idea. Like, you're like, I have this great idea. Let me drag people downtown. And then we're there. I'm like, we could have done this at home. I apologize for bringing you out here, for making you shave your legs, for getting your hair done, for doing your makeup. And now we're sitting here like fucking assholes. And all I can think about is like, how fast I can get back to the car.
Did you check to see if your friend shaved their legs?
No, but I assume that she did. You know, she was wearing a dress, and you know she probably doesn't want to go out with hairy ass legs. You want to try to feel sexy. I don't. I give up. It's too much. I honestly don't even like it. I used to enjoy the process of like getting ready and this. Then it's a burden. But then I'm thinking, okay, well then going out will be fun once I'm dressed. Nope, wrong. And I don't even wear heels anymore. I just wear sneaks.
Oh yeah. Now, did you have to get dressed up for your thing on Saturday, Tyler?
I just wore a polo and like some shorts.
There you go.
Nothing too much.
That's what's
okay.
Yeah. Now I know you're 19, right?
Yeah.
So you don't drink yet. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. But
I don't think he does.
He doesn't
drink.
Like, are you excited when you turn 21? You can get super fucked up.
No, that's not the plan at all.
Oh.
Have you ever been drunk?
Me neither.
No. I mean, I've tried alcohol, but nothing.
Like a sip of alcohol?
Just like pops.
Like a shot.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, but, shots. I mean, but you didn't do anything.
Hold on. You didn't have a shot, though.
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Like, they poured him a shot, and he took it.
Oh, okay.
And he said, I'm a man.
Okay, good.
I'm Tyler.
Was it something really like...
I'm Jesus.
Was it like banana liqueur or something?
It was just Fireball.
Okay, oh, yeah, that's good. Listen, I like Fireball, or antifreeze, as some people call it.
I was going to say 99 balloons or whatever it is.
And a bitch ain't one.
Isn't it 99 balloons? Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah. Are you talking about the banana stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know exactly because me and Lummy went to college.
That's right. Woo!
That's what's up. That's what we learned.
Yeah.
That's alcohol. What I learned. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Keg life, baby.
Yeah, you got a lot of alcohol blitz.
Okay.
In the pantry. I mean, in the
For the barp.
No, that's right. He got it for barp. Yeah. And Blummy, thank you so much. I mean, I know it's like kind of your job, not really, but you do so fucking much. It's like unreal.
Oh, it's all right. Big Red and his family like really stepped up.
Did you just kind of like supervise?
No, I was here a little before them.
Okay.
But I had to get going after that. But
right,
they have a child.
They
went 5-6 hours. I mean, I only did a couple hours.
And Wilbur, I know you had to take care of the little purple. He was there, though. He was helping cleaning.
He had to take care of little perp.
Little perp, yeah. That's interesting to me. It seems like... And
he's
I've
like
just,
my little son, I guess, now.
Okay.
Well, he's only like 23, 24.
Right, yeah. Right. Now, I feel like I've noticed a trend where you seem to have guests a lot, extended stay guests a lot at your house.
Yeah.
Well, how does that happen?
Pretty much if they're coming down here, usually obviously hotels are really expensive.
Right.
And we have that extra room. So hey, if you want to stay here for a day or two.
Oh, that's
I feel like you're doing it again to yourself.
Yeah.
That's a rule. If you have an extra room, it's okay. Hey.
Yeah.
And it's funny. You don't need anything in return, right? It's not like you expect them to pay for the room or.
I mean, we accept, whatever handouts we have. I mean, we did a deal. If you would have won, we would have got a percentage of it.
Oh, nice.
He didn't win. So.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't want to pay out. I mean, he did go to the casino and he put $300 in, won $1,800 in about 3 minutes. So.
He won $1,800?
Yeah.
And he didn't give you anything there?
What was he playing?
He played roulette. Roulette.
Okay.
But
which
he didn't,
I lose.
He
I
didn't
was
give
say,
you
nobody
any
wins on that.
A little vig off the top?
We'll see. We'll see what he leaves on the pillow. I make his bed, put a mitt on the pillow every day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. That's sweet.
Yeah.
I imagine it must be awkward. I know Ashley's like working from home, right?
Yeah, she is.
So it's like her, the baby, and then this like dude.
Yeah, right now we have a nanny also.
You have a nanny too.
Yeah, so there's a nanny there.
I have a question.
It's full house.
Yeah.
Does he charge his car at your house?
No, there's a Wawa right down the street, so he goes there every other day and charges
Tesla?
It. Yeah.
Of course he does. What does he do for a living? I don't know anything about him.
He's in landscaping.
Okay. Is that what Big Purple or just Purple
no,
Jersey does?
Little Purple owns landscaping. Like they do pools. They build pools.
Oh, nice.
In Maryland, so.
Right, right.
He's big,
hence
he's
the
big
purple.
Money.
Yeah, okay, wow.
Well, purple's for the Baltimore.
Right, Baltimore, yeah. Not the Vikings. I learned that today, yes.
Oh,
I
there
did.
You go.
I know, see, I know things. I know there's two purple teams, and that's one of them.
Hey, so much about sports.
I got a question for you guys. Did you know Bob Saget died?
No, he did.
Wait,
hold on. Hold the phone.
He did. Look it up. Look it up.
America's Home Funniest Video Guy?
Danny Tanner, right?
Are you sure?
He played Danny Tanner. That's so crazy.
Right, Tyler?
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah, he's dead.
He
he's
died
dead
in Orange
now.
County, he California.
He was alive, and now he's actually dead. That's
he died
how that
in
worked.
The OC?
Yeah, the OC.
He died in the OC. In Orlando. Florida is going to get you.
Do you even know who Bob Saget is?
Yeah.
Who is he?
He's dead.
That's true.
That's a good
he's
question. Does Tyler even know who he really is?
I don't think
is.
He does.
No, he may know who he is, but he didn't grow up with Bob Saget.
Of course
Saget.
Not.
No. Bob Saget's an icon, Tyler.
Did you ever watch Full House?
Oh, yeah. I watch it a lot.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay, so who's the uncle?
John Stamos.
Oh.
Do you know his name?
On the show?
Yeah.
Not off the top of my head, I
uncle,
don't.
Uncle what?
Uncle.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
Okay, Uncle Jesse.
It's Uncle Jesse.
Okay, yeah.
And what about the creepy guy that just kind of hangs out?
Cut it out.
Yeah. Cut it out.
I don't know.
Dave Coulier.
Yeah. Oh, man. Do you know the three chicks, at least? The three daughters?
Well, it's really four.
Right.
They were the youngest were twins. Do you know who the twins were? What their names are?
They
were hot until they turned 18.
He's actually not wrong.
Blitz was actually looking forward to them turning 18, and
every,
they did.
Every like morning radio show had a countdown when the Olsen Twins were going to turn 18. They turned 18 and hit a fucking wall.
Yeah, it's not good. Are you familiar with the Olsen Twins, Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay, that was them. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that now.
Yeah. All right. Do you remember Aunt Becky? She got in some hot water with the college caper. Trying
Aunt
to
Becky
get
was kind of hot.
Aunt Becky was very hot. Her and Jesse were a couple.
And then there was the heroin addict.
Stephanie.
Kimmy?
Stephanie, yeah.
Oh. What?
Yeah, Stephanie was.
The middle sister?
She lost all her teeth.
Big she time. Was heroin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
No, yeah, for real.
Big heroin, lost all her teeth.
Oh, man. And then
she's cute again, though. And or then, she was.
Yeah, and then DJ, she does like The View and stuff now, right?
I think so. Isn't that
Candace Cameron?
Cameron, yeah. Kirk Cameron's Kirk, sister.
Yeah, the big Jesus guy.
Big on Jesus. Big on the J. Yeah. Yep. And what was her boyfriend's name in the show? Steve. Was it Steve?
I know you're talking about.
Gives a crap about that guy.
He always wore like the varsity jacket.
Yes. Yeah. He wore it in his 30s. He was still wearing the varsity jacket because he was a towny loser. But yeah, the patriarch of the family was Danny Tanner. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because there really was on Barstool, they did this great tribute to Bob Saget. But he's the guy who does the is it not KFC but KCF radio or something like that? You know what I'm talking about? It's part of Barstool.
Okay,
but
no,
he
does
like he's
Barstool.
Like the Minuteman videos.
Okay.
And he was probably about around my age. And he said it was just he perfectly detailed like Bob Saget's role in a millennial's life. It's like you knew him as Danny Tanner, you knew him as the Funniest Home Video guy, and then when you got a little bit older, you realized that he was a filthy McNasty.
Yeah.
And your dad, anybody's dad, would tell you, "Hey, remember Danny Tanner? He's a sick fuck." And then he would see him do stand up, and you're like, "What the hell?"
Yeah, you're like, "Why would they have him be Danny Tanner?"
That's so crazy. Yeah. And I remember during the
that would never fly these days.
During like the VH1, it wasn't like Behind the Music, but Behind the Show. Sort of things. Yeah. They would like John Stamos and Dave is it Coulier?
Yeah, cut it out.
Yeah, they would detail like the most disgusting, like filthy jokes that Danny would or Bob Saget would be making on the side and stuff. I'm like, he did a children's show and he was saying that
I
shit.
Know.
But that makes him even cooler. And then he was on like the roast. Remember they designated a roast to Bob Saget.
That was the one Artie went on a heroin bend and didn't make it.
You mean he was supposed to do it and he couldn't? He didn't make it?
Oh, yeah. His hooker shot him up for the first time.
Shot him up with heroin?
Because Artie and Saget were like friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. All right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was his first episode, I think, back was with Bob Saget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and nobody really saw this coming. Didn't you say that Bob Saget was recently on Justin Clark's show?
Yeah, like last week he was on Justin Clark's show.
He was in, well, he just did a show in Jacksonville, so it makes sense. He was on tour.
He died in Orlando.
Yeah, he died in Orlando. Exactly. So really, really sad stuff. I was looking at videos of him, you know, recently, or obviously right before he died.
Sure.
His face looked a little bloated.
It did, that picture.
But it's not like he was fat. It looked like it was a condition or something. You know what I mean? It just looked like puffy.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Of course, me being the doctor, I'm like, oh, he had hypertension. Like, I don't know.
He's also 65.
That's not that old.
No, but everyone still sees him as Danny Tanner.
Yeah, but he's not that old.
Yeah, he was dating, what, a 24-year-old?
No, she was 23 years younger than him, so probably in
gross.
Her early 40s or something
too
like that.
Too old for Blitz.
Yeah, way too old. Gross. Nasty. Disgusting. Gross.
Old and shit.
Yeah. So, for those that are wondering or surprised or want to break the news, we already know, so thank you so much. Bad news is bad, but it is fun to break bad news.
Yeah.
Like, you always want to be the first person. Like, I tried to get it in real quick, but I know that there's a very small window of time. Like, I texted my friend Aaron last night. I'm like, Bob Saget's dead. She's like, yeah, I know. I'm
did
like,
you tweet
it
out? Like, R.I.P. Bob Saget,
no.
Greatest comedian.
I don't tweet.
He was my hero.
I don't even touch Twitter anymore. I fucking hate Twitter.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
fucking
use it.
Stupid. I hate it. I hate all of them except Instagram. That one I hate the most, actually, because that's the one that sucks me in. And I can't stop watching fucking cake cutting videos. It's just, I want to see the reveal of the inside of a cake so badly. It's very disturbing. The
I
things
was hung
that I'm
up
watching.
On a cake cutting video. It was one of the, like, it was like a montage of can you believe it, and it was like there were cakes that were like real objects and they kept cutting it. It like looked like a real watermelon and they would cut it, and then like a real camera
like,
and they'd
whoa,
cut it.
Whoa, magic.
Yeah,
that is an art form. But I've been watching some bizarre shit. Yesterday I watched, dude, it was I was watching videos on YouTube about the difference between lo mein and chow mein. That's where I was last night.
Okay.
Wow.
What's the difference?
I still don't fucking know. I think chow, like lo mein is like the noodles, like regular.
Correct.
But chow mein, apparently, when they give it to you, it's like all in separate pieces, parts.
Really?
Yeah. Like it's like a soup, and then they give you the crispy noodles on the side, and then you're supposed to like pour it over, and it's like a crispier noodle.
Okay.
And how long did you watch this stuff for?
I don't want to talk about it. I almost wanted to say the number 813. I'm like, well, it's not even live.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a podcast, but I watched probably about 10 minutes of those videos, and guess what? None of them were Asian people telling me how it's done.
I binged it real quick.
Yeah.
And
what'd you find?
After about 3 seconds of wasting my time reading it, yeah. It looks like the only difference is the type of noodles they make.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So watched YouTube videos for hours?
Well, I was inspired. Not hours. Oh. 10 minutes. But then I also came across a new dish. See, I was looking at menus because I like peeping menus. It's my favorite thing to read. I was looking at the Yummy House menu.
Oh.
And apparently there's this thing called like My Fun. M-A-I Fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, what the fuck is My Fun? So I look up My Fun and it's just like obviously another noodle dish, but with skinnier noodles.
Right.
So it's just about the different. I don't fucking know. I'm just trying to learn some shit. I'm trying to culture myself.
That's like a lot of pastas. Like the difference is the noodle.
Yes. Yes. Like the rigatoni.
Italian. Yeah.
Like the bow tie.
The spaghetti.
Macaroni.
Well, that's what people don't understand. Those names aren't the meals. Those names are the noodle.
The noodles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, with the gravy on top.
Right. Mm. Right. So that's probably what I'm going to have. I'm thinking right after BARP. Because I know that the last time I had authentic Chinese food, I swole up pretty big because it's a lot of sodium.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have ankles for a few days. So I feel like I need ankles for BARP. But after that, who gives a fuck? Right?
As long as there's not MSG in it.
Whatever, dude. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, the last time, I've been dying for Chinese for a while. Last time I had Chinese was Christmas Day.
How was it? Was it good?
No.
Why?
Well, okay. So, my brother's girlfriend's Jewish, and her family was over.
She
and they
is?
Were having, yeah, so they're having the quote-unquote Jewish Christmas dinner.
Oh, I
which
see.
Which is Chinese food. And, because that's like the only place that's open on Christmas usually is Chinese food places.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so like a week prior, they're like, hey, what does everyone want? So I said, oh, I want this, and actually, chicken lo mein is what I wanted. So they got a bunch of different things. So we're there at Christmas, and I'm like, you know, it's been a few hours, and I'm like, hey, when are you guys going to order the Chinese food? And they said, oh, we picked it up hours ago. It's sitting in the oven, just sitting there.
Oh, no. You can't
was
do that.
The oven on? Or
no.
Like, so did they reheat it, but just like in the
no.
microwave? It was just cold Chinese food?
Well, it was like almost kind of warm.
Ugh.
But it was
gross.
Like soggy. It had
of
been
course.
There all day. I'm like, well, that's like it was still okay. And like
you ate it.
I didn't pay for it. The price was right. Like that part was good. Mm-hmm. But like, come on, man.
Yeah, especially if you're gonna have a cheap meal like that, you want it to be fucking worth it.
Right.
That's what's
I thought
going
you said
down.
Cheap meal. I was like, Chinese food's not cheap.
No. Cheat. That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
That's what I'm interested
you
in.
You think it would be cheaper too, because it's not really
Chinese food's expensive as shit.
I know,
man.
But you think it would be cheaper because really it's noodles and fucking like some shitty meat.
Right.
With some vegetables.
Yeah. How much do cats cost anyway?
Exactly. And how much soy sauce can they dump on the fucking thing? That
exactly.
soy sauce is like 10 cents. That's why they give it away for free.
And nothing is cheap anymore. Even like fast food, which used to have a reputation of being cheap, is not.
Taco Bell used to be like for $3 you could eat a whole meal.
Oh, geez.
Now
yeah.
it's like $3 for one taco.
And you're going into debt. Thanks, supply chain. Thanks, Biden, you fucking bitch.
49 cents off tacos.
Oh.
Tyler, where do you normally go for like fast food?
Chick-fil-A, right?
Chick-fil-A or McDonald's usually.
Well, Chick-fil-A is like the expensive place.
Yeah, that's bougie shit.
McDonald's expensive too, though.
Yeah, they all are.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is cheap food anymore? Just fucking, now it's healthy shit. Now it's like an apple.
Yeah.
It's actually went to the other side. It's actually cheaper just to have a fucking apple and a banana.
Yeah, two bananas for a dollar at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, Tyler, like if you want to eat like a couple cheap meals, where do you go, Tyler? Like, what do you do?
Nothing's really cheap anymore.
Right.
I mean,
just hang out with dad and have him pay for it, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
He doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, that's true.
Longhorn.
He eats at home and that's it.
Yeah.
Or Longhorn, only if he has a gift card.
I got a gift card.
Only if he has a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, no wine, no drinks, no nothing. Just you can have my side.
If like you and Ace want to go somewhere for like a meal, but like a cheap meal, where would you go?
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth.
The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages, where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Culver's or Sonic or something like that.
Okay.
What are the milkshakes called? They call them cement blocks. What is it called?
Cement mixers.
Mixers,
I think.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm always like, oh, I want to get a cinder block, but I always forget what it's called. So thank you for reminding me. There's one right by my house. So
I've never been to Culver's.
Yeah, me neither.
I just got a cement block. That's all I got.
Dairy Queen has blizzards. That's the best part.
Screw the cement block. I have something I want to start doing in 2022, guys.
And having sex?
No.
Wow.
No, that's not even on the docket. That is not even on the menu of things that I am looking forward to this year.
Okay.
I want to stay away from the party drugs, okay? I feel like I'm not completely retiring, but retiring from the drugs that made me, you know, when people think I'm like a cocaine addict or something like mm-hmm. that. I want to really hang those up, and I really want to get into taking things that come from the earth.
Oh God, Jesus Christ. Like what?
Like mushrooms.
What?
Like psilocybin. I know we talked about microdosing, but I recently watched a documentary about mushrooms, which was fascinating, on Netflix. It's called Fantastic Fungi, if you're interested. You're not, but that's fine. And they were really talking about the power of magic mushrooms. And I was riveted because, I mean, I know what they do, but I feel like now that I'm a little bit older, or a lot bit older than the first time I did it when I was, you know, fucking 18, that this is really the time to take them to like learn things about myself, about what I want, to help with anxiety, depression. It's really more for medicinal purposes.
Now, did you, by any chance, did you look into like who produced it and paid for it?
What do you mean? The documentary?
Yeah. Because no. a lot of those kind of documentaries that like push the benefits of whatever, in this case mushrooms, seem to be made by people who would stand to like benefit from that.
Isn't that with every documentary ever made?
Yeah, usually.
So who fucking cares? I just want to get fucked up and like have a cool experience, see some things, you know, some geometric shapes.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, okay? In that case, then fine. But
yeah, and I don't think anyone's ever died from them. Like, I know you can die from eating a poisonous mushroom, but mm-hmm. I don't think you can die from like psilocybin, right? You just would trip out for a bit longer, I suppose.
I don't know.
Does anyone know, Tyler? I know you're big into this.
Yeah, Tyler, you're an expert. What do you think?
In psychedelics?
Hell, I have no idea.
In general, people don't die from taking mushrooms.
Yeah.
However, they can have an overdose or experience a bad trip from using them.
Well, define overdose. You die or you just, it's unpleasant? Because I overdose on everything. I overdose on food all the time.
It is possible to overdose on a shroom and die.
And die. Okay. Yes. Well, what kind of shroom? Well, psychedelic. Yeah. You know what?
Psilocybin.
Psilocybin. Yeah. What did he try? What did he just say?
You interrupted him.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Psilocybin. That's what I was going with.
Gotcha. Psilocybin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's the move for 2022, to just have a few trips, see how that goes. Or at least microdose. And I feel like I've been casually mentioning that, but I'm actually going to actively look into it. So if anybody would like to join me. Tyler, do you think you'd have any interest in psychedelics?
No, absolutely not.
No, okay.
Now, like when people, like, let's say on the show start talking about this kind of stuff, what do you do or say out loud?
Nothing. I mean, I don't care.
Oh,
but you know, that's not
what my ears hear.
Oh, really?
What does he say?
Ew, God, drug talk again.
I have never said that.
Oh, really?
You do?
Are you calling Blitz a liar?
Yeah, because I don't say that.
Oh, I don't know. I've heard you huffing and puffing every now and then.
About drug talk? Would you rather talk about crypto? We can talk about that for the rest of the show.
No, let's not.
Okay, let's not. What, does that upset you, Lum Lum?
It upsets everybody in this room.
It accepts him.
No, it upsets everyone in this room.
Doesn't upset me.
Okay, well, it upsets two of us in this room.
I was on my way to the Skyway on Saturday.
Yeah. So
but then the toll stopped me.
50% of us don't like talking about that anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll steer clear from that.
You can talk about crypto all you want.
Oh, Lum,
no.
I know, I'm not.
Stop looking at it.
You can't stop looking at it. It's a train wreck. You have to just keep watching it.
Stop getting the push notifications.
You got to keep watching your dollars go down and the graph go down. You want to see how far of a free fall you can actually get.
before you hit the ground.
Before you hit the ground. Just like when you're jumping off the Skyway, you're like, free falling, motherfucker. I got to keep watching. You don't close your eyes when you jump off the Skyway. You keep them open.
But isn't it kind of less like a free fall and more like a bungee jump? Like, you want to see how close to the ground you can get before you get pulled back up again.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that's the thrill of it. That's why you do it, because you guys are adventure seekers, because you guys are risk takers, because you guys are real fucking men. You want to see how close to the ground you can get to see if your nose can scratch the bottom of the
That rope doesn't snap.
Bottom of the canyon before it pulls you up and you survive. And then guess what? It's the greatest experience of your fucking life. So get excited!
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Can we roll with that?
Yeah.
Isn't that a better analogy?
It actually is.
You just go, and then you just bungee right back up.
But it may snap. Yeah, and much like bungee jumping, the rope could always snap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the fun of it. That's the thrill of it, obviously. And you don't want to end up like that
one woman.
Remember that? What was her name? She like did base jumping and then it was like in Romania or some shit. And she's like, all right, take a picture. Pew! And then they were like, oh, fuck. And then she died.
We calculated wrong.
Yeah.
We forgot to tie her feet to this thing.
Yeah, the bitch just jumped. So I don't know. Take it for what you will. It's okay. It's going to be great. Can we talk a little bit about BARP? Because it's on everybody's mind and we're getting excited. This is... I feel like it's like Super Bowl week for us.
Yep.
What else needs to be done? I mean, the tent's good, right?
I hope so. I'm going to talk to Kevin today about it, just to make sure.
Okay.
Because every time we ask Kevin, he's like, yeah, I'll be there Tuesday for the show. How about the tent? I got a new dog.
Yeah, he'll respond, but not with the question you asked. So it's just funny.
Oh, he's blowing you off.
No. He's just
it's
like,
not a blow off. It's just
and he's
I'm
got
sure,
a lot of things going
and I'm
on.
I'm sure like he's working on it. It's just he doesn't give you the answers.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll just be like, what about the 10? He goes, there's a show on Tuesday. I go, great. Awesome. You're like, fucking all right.
I'm out of town. Okay, that's not, I just need
to know.
What size are we going with?
Yeah.
My dog's name is Harper. Huh?
Oh.
What? But Kevin, the 10. You got the t-shirts? No, it's okay.
Oh, no.
Crypto's dropping. Kevin, if you could stay on task. No, the man's got a million businesses, a million things going on. So, you know, it's all completely understandable. What is your stress level right now when it comes to BARP week? And let's say than usual. Yeah, because your baseline is already an 8. So let's pretend that that's a 0.
Oh.
So like than usual.
I'm going to guess it's actually like as of today lower than it's been lately.
Yes.
Is that because Bubba's not here?
No. Like the bus are on the bus are on the printer and it's literally out of Lummy's hands.
Yeah.
Like he whatever happens from here on out has nothing to do with Lummy.
But it doesn't mean that he can't get yelled at for it.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, it's
but
not...
at least I did my part, got everything I could done, okay. And then even when there a problem came up, I you know, kind of solved it in at least enough time.
Lummy ordered the porta potties; they'll be here.
Good job, Lum Lum. Are they the just regulars?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, regulars. Okay, so stress level.
Stress level. Yeah, I'd say probably at this point like a 7. Especially how everything turned out this weekend, cleaning wise.
Looks good,
right?
It
looks, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks good. So
and everything's kind of lining up.
Right.
Let me just
like
happy to see all
bit.
The alcohol out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to party. And it's 2-day event.
What else like big needs to be done around here? Because the We Pay, We Seal guys, shout out to them. Thank you so much.
Yep.
We got the you know, the place is clean.
I mean, really, it's the
stage
tent.
Is clean.
Yep. The tent is set up. I have to do the wire the speakers on there with a microphone so me and Bubba can talk on the stage,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, a few seconds. I already pulled some of the speakers out.
Wait, this stage?
Yeah.
Oh, right, for the bus thing.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Just that.
And then get with Kevin today and make sure like that he's still remembered that we're having a party this weekend.
Okay, yeah,
is
I know he's got
the
a lot
ice cream
going
truck?
On.
I don't think so.
Oh, because of course it's going to be actually warm. It's 71.
The highs that day is 70.
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's actually going to be really, really nice.
Because like upper 50s at night, like lower 60s, that'll be great.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tyler, how are things at home with Pops? Like, is he freaking out more so during this week or not so much?
No, he's been fine.
He just kind of dials it in a little bit differently so that he can maintain calm.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll, I've been joking with him saying, oh, you're going to be a mess. And he's like, no, I'll be fine. I'll just, you know,
take
some
more pills.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
That is the solution.
Hopefully.
And
Daddy.
The only thing would add to my stress level a little bit is the $199.
Yeah.
Is it because of the people or is it because of like Bubba's response?
Well,
to?
Both. Because the more people that I find out is coming to the park party, they all say, Friday.
I know.
And I'm in my head going,
Oh fuck,
that's a lot of fucking people.
So
and we got the stage now that's even bigger. So
I know.
It's like,
there's way less room.
Yeah.
So really quick, do you have like a ballpark of how many people were expecting for Friday's $199?
I have no idea.
I'm at
Lummy
already over 20.
Okay.
I'm over.
Can you just rattle off some names?
There's going to be way more than that.
Oh yeah, there's going to be way more than that.
Can you rattle off some names?
Yeah. So you got Nash's, both Nash's and his wife. So that's 3.
Okay.
T's. Obviously Big Red, OFF.
Creighton.
Oh, and not a fan.
Not okay.
Obviously us. Iggy.
Okay.
Wizzy.
Interesting.
Bright Farm, John's Island.
Yeah.
Grouper Lips.
Right.
Hinstar.
Yep.
Purple Jersey. Little Jersey.
Perp.
What's the guy's name? Oh, Shivering Businesses, Airtight Ski Pole.
Okay.
Scout and Big Gulp.
Is Fuldo coming to Barb?
Yes, he is.
Great.
I don't think he's gonna make it for Friday.
Okay. Trick Me, Ashley, and Bubba Light will be there.
That's true.
On Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah. I think there's a couple other ones too.
There's a bunch.
DJ Willa.
Yep, he'll be here.
843 Bubba.
Okay, so just really...
Pretty much everyone that's going to be at
Barb
will be here for $199.
Most people will be here for Saturday.
Lay of the land. Is it just going to... Bubba's just going to be kind of playing music, but he's going to be up and moving, bopping around. And we're going to be live on Twitch, right?
Yep.
Actually, how many people did I just name? Oh, I think the parody guys are all going to be there.
Probably.
You've named just about 20 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, if not more.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All
right.
Well, here's the thing, too. So I bought all that alcohol and stuff, and I'm thinking, well... I mean, I have a feeling. Oh, I think Bubba said that there might be a bartender here Friday.
I think so.
So like, there's
probably provided by Big Red.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that makes sense.
So like, I have a feeling that we might need to like restock the bar come Saturday morning.
Oh, geez.
I mean, I did buy a lot, but we'll see.
Yeah, we shall. And then that's just a warm up. That's just an appetizer to the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Barb. I don't even think I'm going to drink. I'm not going to drink Thursday or Friday. That's not going to happen because I just want to be, I like to have one big night, go all out, and then end a story. But I don't want to feel like hungover or, you know, run down for the big event, like that's not going to be the move for me. So we'll see. We'll see how we go.
Like Thursday, we can't hang out too, like all of us, because
we have a show.
We have to work the next day.
We have a show in the morning. On Friday, right?
And then Friday night we have a show. We have a 199.
Yeah.
So
we'll see how that goes. It should be interesting because usually the focus is kind of us with the music,
right?
Like talking to each other. Mm-hmm. So it should be interesting the focus is going to be more on the background setting of like,
I think so.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because Bubba doesn't want to sit here. So I wonder if like, is the camera configuration going to be different where it's going to be? Because Bubba said he's not even going to really be here unless he needs to just, you know, do something really quick.
I have a feeling he'll be there most of the time.
Especially when, he knows, right. when there's like 30, 40 people.
Yeah, he probably wants to run away and hide. He'll probably lock this door here. And I mean, wouldn't blame him if he did.
I'm guessing we're going to put chairs on the stage.
No.
Oh.
Because there's no railing. People fall off the freaking stage, man. We can't have that.
Yeah, like Hootie.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Hootie his.
I know. I thought about it. So I'll probably put like the wireless camera up there as like in a wide shot so I can go to that.
Nice.
But
now, Tyler, you will be in attendance for BARP, right?
Yeah, I'll be there all three nights.
All three nights. Okay. Yeah. All right. Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, that's another person at 199 now.
Oh, great. Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler.
And Ace.
Oh, Ace Spear. Oh, great. Well, that just sets it over the top.
I mean, we're employees, so.
That's very true. Right. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. So that'll be good. Do you think that there'll be a little bit of like a post-BARP depression a little bit? Like, you know, when after you get married, not that I know anything about that, but it's just a little depressing because there's so much hype that goes into BARP for so many months. Or will you be relieved?
I'm always relieved.
Especially if it goes off really well. I'm always happy.
Okay. You're like, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. So it should be good.
Because then you usually get a couple good stories.
Fuck. Yeah, you get so content. That's what you get from it.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a good time, you get content, and you know, hopefully some shit happens. And COVID.
Content and COVID.
Content and COVID, the two C's. That's all we need. But that's great. It's gonna be fun. I'm really excited about it. It is gonna be awesome. And not that we're bitching and complaining about it, but it seems daunting. You know, especially because our schedules are already so crazy, waking up early, staying up late, that whole jazz. But I think once BARP comes, it's going to be great.
Do you plan on like just being in bed all day Sunday?
And getting kinda. Chinese food.
Oh, you can do that Sunday.
Fuck yeah, I'm doing that Sunday. Oh. That's what you do. I'm going to be hungover and I'm going to want some greasy shit. And that's what's going to go down.
I gotcha.
That is what is going to
go down.
I'm going to
the Bucks game.
You're going to go to the Bucks game?
It'll be a good,
game. Do you call it playoff game number one? Is that how they call it?
It's just a playoff game.
Okay, sorry. All right. But
going to the playoff game number one against Philly.
Yeah, but so you're telling me for half of the teams in the NFL, it is over.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're a Detroit Lions fan. You don't see the playoffs for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
But that's how the Bucks were for a while,
But
too.
Isn't that kind of nice? You get paid all this money and you have to play less?
Well, they get paid more when they play the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, they get extra pay.
Yeah,
all right. Which is nice. Well, who needs an extra $100,000 here or there? You're fine. You preserve your body. Maybe it's better to be on a shitty team because then you play less and you can play for more years. Hey, did you think about that?
Or you're playing on a shitty team, which means you're shitty, which means you're going to be out of the league quicker.
That's a different. Mm-hmm. That's a different
because
way
think
to look
about
at
it. If you're playing on a good team, but you're technically kind of shitty, and the shitty team's going to want to pay you more because they think you're good because you were playing on that good team.
Yeah.
So you want to play on a good team your first 5 years, and then go play on a shitty team for the last 5 years.
Yeah, but then isn't it kind of with the draft? And correct me if I'm wrong. That the losers pick first. So that would kind of suck if you're like the best player coming in from a college and then you get picked on a shitty team. Doesn't that usually happen?
Yeah, all the time.
Like with the guy who looks like a model. He's the Clemson guy.
Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah. Doesn't he play for like the Jaguars?
Yeah.
Don't they suck?
Yeah, they do.
Do they go to the playoffs or no?
Well, if they suck, no.
Well, I don't know. Did they suck so bad that they didn't get into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they had, what, 3 wins?
I saw him making out with his girlfriend.
God, 3.
Ew. Okay.
Oh, I thought you said he was a model.
Hold on.
He is a model.
His girlfriend's not good looking?
No, she is too. She is too. I'm just saying, I said ew to the losing, the three games winning. That's not good. That's bad. What about the Browns and my sexy boyfriend, Baker Mayfield?
They did not make it.
Yeah, okay. They suck too.
they missed it by a game.
I thought Cleveland rocked.
Cleveland rocked. You like Baker Mayfield?
He's hot. No? Am I wrong? What about Minshew?
He's the backup for the Eagles, so he'll be down here in Tampa.
Oh, he will? He's second a backup string.
All of a sudden, Anna's going to the game on Sunday.
Oh my God, that's so crazy. I'm so excited to go to the game.
Oh no, she's going to be going out to the clubs and bars because he's going to be in town.
Is there a Chinese food restaurant at the Bucks at the stadium?
Yeah, there is.
Awesome, perfect. I'll get me some lo mein.
Peep that menu.
I'll peep that menu. Dude, that's my favorite thing to read. And places I'll never go, like I said.
Me too.
like steakhouses and shit. I just like to know.
Airtight Ski Pole was talking about the other day online about going to different steakhouses. So I was literally looking at Burns, Charlie's, and all those like different menus. I'm like, I'm not going to these places. Why am I even looking at these menus?
It's just fun, right?
It was.
It's fun to peep. I like peeping.
Yeah, they seem like they're going to go to some nice restaurants.
Who's they?
Like Airtight and them.
Okay. He always does.
Yeah.
Like the steakhouses and stuff?
Yeah, he's going to go to Island Way one
night. What about
night
nice and restaurants like Taco Dirty? No? They don't go there?
I like Taco Bell.
Taco Dirty. What about Fresh Kitchen? Anybody? Cali? Chichio's?
Flour and Water?
Flour and Water? Anyone? Okay.
Tyler?
Nope.
Tyler?
Do you go to any of those places, Tyler?
A lot of price range.
No, not at all.
Do you know what they are?
I've never really heard of any of them.
Really?
Really.
They have do you like vegetables and stuff?
No. No, he doesn't.
Okay. All right, no vegetables.
Vegetables,
for you.
Come on.
Yeah, you're right. Silly me.
I like carrots.
Okay.
But Lummi, you've been to a bunch of those, right?
I've been to all of them, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good.
This shit's good.
Because Ashley's drug you to most of them.
No, I used to go because I used to try to sell this Chichio group back in the day.
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff.
The seafood to them?
Yeah. They used to, because they bought through Cisco, so.
Okay.
But I just had to go try it out.
Oh, nice. So you got to try it for free?
50% of the time. But, okay. But then Ashley, yeah, we used to go to those places when she could actually eat things out. Now she just can't.
It's because of the baby?
Yeah.
Because
you never know
what's
soy.
Nothing now.
Yeah, because of soy and dairy.
Oh,
she's already,
shit.
She was already a vegetarian.
I know.
Now she's just a... Oh
now
my.
She's just, I don't eat anything.
What does she eat, though? Like, what is her diet usually?
Plant-based everything.
Okay, all right.
And they don't really have a lot of restaurants like that, because our anniversary, I Googled that, and there was one.
Wait a minute, so she's like a vegetarian, vegan like me sort of thing?
Way worse than you.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Way worse.
Yeah. Oh,
she doesn't even fish.
Because she can't eat anything soy-based, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so no tofu or...
Nope. So it's just plant-based. Everything has to be plant-based. No soy, so when we go to the grocery store, it's pretty tough.
What do you think soy is?
What?
What's that?
Oh, but I'm saying like minus soy, so it has to
be
like...
He's trying to quiz you.
It has to be like out like coconut, made out of coconuts or almonds.
What
or
is
shit
a soy?
Like that.
He's asking you what is soy? Where does it come from?
It's a plant. I mean,
but I'm saying what I mean plant-based is plant-based outside of soy.
Okay.
Like the soy oils, the soybean oil and all
there
that
shit. There
you
go, it's bean. That right. works.
Cuz most people that like are vegetarians get a lot of their protein from soy.
Yeah.
So she's screwed because she can't even have soy.
Yeah, they replaced that with, so that's why luckily with the coconut and the almond and all that shit, cashews.
Mm. Okay. I'm trying to think of where she can get protein.
I mean, we had wings.
Some plants
we
have
had
protein.
Wings yesterday.
Okay.
Made out of cauliflower.
There you go. Beautiful.
Well, I mean, were they any good?
To be honest, yeah, they were.
Okay.
They actually were.
They don't taste like wings, but they're good.
No, in the air fryer, too.
Fuck yeah.
They were actually pretty good, yeah. I was surprised.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to make some tempura broccoli.
Ooh.
Yeah, Taco Dirty has that shit.
I know, but I want to make it myself. That's my favorite thing at Taco Dirty.
Yeah, I don't make anything myself. No, thank you. I'll pay for it happily. What is that, about 30 minutes?
Yeah.
35 minutes? Is that pretty good?
Lummi said he's got to go.
Take care of your child?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
No, I just made
that
up.
End it here.
Actually, Jesus is the one who said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll put it on Jesus. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Jesus.
Hey,
thanks,
Daddy. Jesus. I think we did enough. Time to go, Daddy.
It is time to go. Thank you guys for listening. I know this is an on-demand thing, but Bubba will be back tomorrow for the main show. Tyler, thanks for stepping in.
Thank you.
Thank you for your help. Blitz, Lummi, as always. And we'll catch you on the next episode of the Bubba Omri Podcast. Goodbye.